Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Agriculture is an industry that depends heavily on exports, with some 30% of our production sold to other countries. And that explains the reason why the ag industry has so much interest in the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement that has been negotiated with 12 nations representing 40% of the world gross domestic product. Farm organizations, ag businesses are trying to convince the Congress to approve the deal. Keep in mind that although the TPP has been negotiated, it still must be approved by the Congress and signed by the President. The U.S. International Trade Commission, ITC, has analyzed the agreement, and guess what? Agriculture is a big winner. U.S. Trade Ambassador Michael Froman argues that, and I quote, that the ITC report provides another strong argument that TPP should be passed this year. With implementation, ag exports would rise $7.2 billion. And at first, our dairy industry wasn't so sure they liked the agreement, but the report predicts an 18% increase in dairy exports. Our beef industry doesn't have anything to beef about either, with a 8.4% export boost. Pork and poultry come out ahead, with rice and wheat losing a little ground. I don't think there is any question that, on balance, the TPP would be very positive for our industry. However, the ITC evaluated how the TPP would affect other industries beyond agriculture, and the trade advantage is modest. Another big reason to approve the agreement, besides exports and job creation, is that we don't want to be left out of big trade deals. China's already negotiating free trade with Asian countries. Although there's reason to approve TPP, the political climate is not good. Some argue that trade deals cost jobs, they don't create jobs. Donald Trump, although he supports trade, says that TPP is a disaster. Hillary Clinton says that she does not support TPP now, and if elected president, won't support it then. The chance of our Congress voting on the agreement before the November election is almost zero. They don't want to take a chance on anything. And after the election, maybe, but I'm not optimistic. Stay tuned. I am John Block from Washington.